Would you have another word that means specifically the funny-looking clothes? Okay.
That's what my neighbor done, to talk about what clothes wear.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say, she's really...
I say she's wearing her best clothes. I say she's really showing out.
Okay.
A heap of them do.
Well, I suppose it's a man instead of a woman. You'd say he's really...
He's really showing. She's on that set showing going there.
So would you use the same thing for to mean a man and a woman?
Yes.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she's certainly what for her age?
I say she's really. I don't know.
That's what I'm asking you. Well, you know, when a person, well, somebody like you who just gets around real well.
Well, I say she just get along so fine, is doing fine.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what everybody say about me.
Let's see. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
I call that old yellowhammer.
Yellowhammer, okay.
Some call yellowhammer, some call pickles.
Right.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went what? Across the road.
Sliding across the road.
Okay. Now what about an explosion? If you drop a light bulb on the floor, you say the pieces went.
Broke.
I guess they've done everything. That's all I could say.
Okay. What do you call an old house that evil spirits might live in?
I call it a haunted house.
Do you have any of those around here?
No. All of these are old enough.
Yeah, but they don't have any ghosts in them?
No.
Well, what do you call the things that would live in a haunted house? I mean, you know, if it was really haunted, what would you call those things?